especially the pledge.
Everyone stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening. Welcome to the Tuesday, June 6, 2023, Village of Alloway Board Meeting. Roll call. Trustee Genrich.
Here.
Trustee Atwood.
Here.
Trustee Harris is here. Trustee Rafter is excused. Trustee Green.
Here.
Trustee Sampson is excused. Trustee Deutsch is excused. Item number two. In terms of modifying or adopting the agenda, due to a lack of a quorum to address items 5 and 6, we will drop those from tonight's meeting and pick them up at a later date when we do have a quorum able to address those items. Do I have any other adjustments to the agenda?
Do you want that in form of a motion?
We'll just make that as a modification to the agenda.
That's fine.
Any other adjustments to the agenda for tonight? Okay, then they have a... Brad.
Trustee Harris, if you want to explain the rationale why we would not have a quorum.
Oh, okay, sure.
Because we have a quorum right now. But
yeah, there are 4 board members, which is why we can hold the meeting. I would be recusing myself from this particular topic. Therefore, there would only be 3 board members available to discuss the topic tonight. Therefore, no quorum on these items at this time. Yeah, a little more detail. Sorry about that. May I have a motion to adopt the modified agenda, please?
So moved.
Move. And a second?
Second.
Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? We have a modified agenda. Item number 3, announcements. Alloway Fest will be taking place this Sunday at Green Isle Park from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Annual event, fundraiser for the Optimist Club, and information is available on the Village website. Yes, please.
Last year was one of the largest Halloween fests. We had over 600 cars registered, and they lost track of the number of attendants at 6,000.
Nice. All right. Thank you. Second announcement. There will be Pooches and Pints at Green Isle Park on June 15th from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Again, information will be available on the Village website. Alloway Movie in the Park, the first one of the season, will be on June 9th at dusk. The movie is The League of Super Pets. Next item, there's a senior summer picnic on Thursday, June 29th, again at Green Isle Park. Check-in is at 4 p.m., dinner at 4:30, dancing until 7 p.m., and the event sponsors are Proco Wall Funeral Home and Crematorium. Next announcement, resignation of Tracy Umbrello from the Economic Development Committee. I'd like to thank Tracy for her time serving the community. Next will be the resignation of Katie Gentry from the Comprehensive Plan Update 2023 Advisory Committee. We'd like to also thank Katie for her time. Last announcement I have is regards the Bellin Run on Saturday the 10th. There will be the same road closures that we have annually for the run. They'll be taking place from around 7:30 till 10 o'clock in the morning within the village in different spots. So if there's any residents who are not accustomed to this, again, we'll have information on the village website in terms of where the road closures will be and approximately when. They are adding in the 5K this year in addition to the 10K, so there will be runners heading east on Beaupre this year as opposed to past years. And the information that we've gotten from the Bell and Run representatives is that this has been well received in terms of getting some extra people participating in the event. That's it for the announcements I have. Any other announcements from my fellow board members? Any other announcements from staff? All right. Then we'll move on to item 4, public comment. Is there anyone who wishes to speak on a topic tonight?
Yes, good evening.
Hello. Would you please give us your name and address for the record before you begin speaking?
Good evening. My name is Michael Davis. My wife and I, Tony, we live at 2716 Golden Drive. And the reason that we are here today is to alert you to what we consider to be a potential hazard and danger in our neighborhood. I've got pictures on my phone, and this is a tree that's growing over power lines, electrical wires. It's not on our property. The tree is actually on the property of our neighbor, 320, what's that?
Tower View.
320
Tower View. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
It's in their backyard. But it's a relatively large tree, and if you look at I've got pictures here, and I'll hand those to you. There are eight shots, and you'll see the power lines and run east to west, and you can see where the tree, there are two tree branches that are growing directly into those power lines, and there are seven pictures. Over the last 2 to 3 years, I have contacted Wisconsin Public Service to let them know the potential, what we consider to be a hazard or danger. So far, they haven't done anything. So I want to bring it to your attention, and perhaps with your influence and collectively, we can hopefully avert a potential danger, not only impacting our property, but also all the neighbors in that particular block, in that particular area.
Okay. Well, thank you. What I would suggest is, seeing how we can, have Sean, I don't know if that'd be something you or possibly Chris would take a look at. I know over that area, that is the utility easement, so it's technically not your property, it's not the village property, but the easement area. So we can reach out to them and see what else we can do. You guys have enough? Oh, Chris.
Yeah, I'll give you my card. If you want to email those photos to me,
okay.
And I'll see what I can do with contacting this country public service.
Thank you.
See what we can do about that.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you for bringing it to our attention.
Thank you.
Anyone else wish to speak on a topic tonight, please? All right, then hearing none, we'll move on from public comment to item number 7, which would be a hearing related to the non-renewal of a liquor license located at 2150 Riverside Drive, generally known as Riviera Bar and Grill.
I just wanted to give the board an update that Riviera has paid their taxes in full, and I also provide a letter to the board as well that she wrote.
Okay. So let's open the public hearing regarding this item. Is there anyone who wishes to speak regarding this item? Does anyone wish to speak regarding this item? A third time, does anyone wish to speak regarding this item? Hearing no comments, I will close the public hearing. And we will move on to item number 8, action regarding the non-renewal of a liquor license located at 2150 Riverside Drive. Carrie, correct me if I'm wrong, the item in question in terms of possibly getting a liquor license for July 1st, 2023, effective July 1st, 2023, had to do with non-payment of property taxes. Still needs a inspection and one other item. Brown County has to do their health report, health inspection as well. So we need the building inspection and the health inspection. But those are the things that would be needed in order to renew the license. My take on it is the big thing was the property taxes. We've had other businesses who didn't necessarily pass their inspection at the time we were talking through approving the items, and we would therefore approve them contingent on those things taking place. So what I'm seeing is if the business were to get those two items taken place by July 1st, it would be consistent to approve a liquor license for them, just like we have with the others. How'd I do?
Good. Was that a motion? Sure.
So moved.
I'd second that.
So we have a motion to approve a liquor license for Riviera Bar and Grill effective July 1st, 2023, contingent on those two items being fulfilled. Any other discussion regarding this item?
Would that provide a 60-day... What's the window then, the 2-3 weeks we have here?
If there is the ordinance that we put into place recently has to do with whether or not the business is functioning or not, and at the moment they are not open for business, so the 60-day clock would begin upon the motion being approved.
Okay. And if she has intentions, you know, she did send us a letter, explained some of the issues and all the rest. But 60 days would appear to be adequate if that's indeed the plan.
Mm-hmm. Right? And that is part of our ordinance.
Okay.
All right.
Any other discussion on the item? All right. We have a motion to approve contingent on those other two items. And a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Item number 9. Request from... Pardon me?
I'm looking at the action item. The action was the non-renewal of the liquor license.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just... You have to have a motion in the positive...
Well, my motion was to approve it.
I think it'll be okay.
Okay.
I
understand. It was whether or not to renew. My motion was to approve the renewal. So
I think we're okay.
Our double negative works out all right. But thank you for bringing it up. Item number 9, action regarding a request from the Green Bay Youth Baseball to sell beer at the Sandlot Baseball Tournament at Martin Webster Park on July 28th through July 30th. Mr. Clark, would you give us a few more details, please?
Sure. This is an annual baseball tournament. Green Bay Youth Baseball is requesting to sell beer at the tournament. This would be the fourth year that they've come to the board with this request. The board has approved it the last 3 years with two conditions, one being that the organization must provide a security officer on site during the time, as well as the request is to be brought back to both the Park and Rec Committee as well as the board for approval in future years. They did, at the last Parks Recreation Forestry Committee meeting, the committee did approve for them to sell beer and bring it to the village board for consideration. So everything is the same as previous years. And there has not been, from our knowledge, no issues because of the selling of beer at the tournament.
So. Okay, thank you. Yeah, I know
there also is someone here from the organization. If the board has any questions, Mike Callahan from Green Bay Youth Baseball is here.
Okay. We want to hear from Mike real quick?
Sure.
Yeah. Do we need to suspend the rules or let's... Just a moment, please. I get a motion to suspend the rules.
So moved.
And a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Rules are suspended. Come on up, Mike.
Thank you guys and gals for having me. I'm Mike Callahan. I'm the tournament director of the Sandlot Tournament for Green Bay Youth Baseball. As Chris said, this is our fifth year using the park, third year I think that we've applied for the license, fourth year. I've only been doing this for a couple of years, so some of this predates me. But
remember,
we do have several fathers and one mother actually that are part of our baseball program that are police officers in the city of Green Bay. They have said that they would definitely come and do the policing while they're there. And like Chris said, I have not heard anything from anybody. In fact, I actually, last couple of years, we've had some local people just come over and walk over and just watch baseball. They're like, oh, we used to have baseball here all the time. It's great that you guys are using these fields. And so I think it's been a good thing. You know, obviously, some people don't like selling beer at youth tournaments, but we do make quite a bit of money doing it. And that money goes back to our teams. We have a lot of fees that we pay for training and travel into tournaments that are outside of Wisconsin and stuff like that. So the money definitely helps our fundraising abilities, I'll call it. So obviously that's basically what I have, unless you guys have any questions you want to ask or
I just remember before the first approval, we had a few residents, very, very few, but some, that objected, like you just said. And I think we made that decision kind of based on how it would go. And there really has not, to my knowledge, been any problem at all. So, and I can agree with you, you know, selling beer to make money and all the rest, but it works, and as long as the behaviors are okay.
Yeah, and we, you know, as you see by the times that we have, we cut them off at 9 o'clock, and, you know, these pit people are coming and going. I think we have 11 teams coming from over 150 miles away for the city, you know, to come in for this tournament. And then we have lots of local teams as well. There'll be 31 teams playing at Webster Park as of right now. So between 31 teams, 12 to 15 kids per team, and you know, lots of families and stuff. So it's a good event, and like I said, so far it's been good. And obviously, as I told the Parks Committee, we, you know, if we ever have any problems, yeah, we don't want problems. That's not, you know, we thank you guys for letting us use the field and for league and for our tournament. So our goal is to not have problems. You know, we don't want to deal with those problems either. So.
Understood. And we maintain, my perspective is if we maintain the same structure that we've had in place, it's been successful. Let's continue on and go from there.
I appreciate it. You guys got anything else for me?
Just one other quick note. When this was first approved, the contingency that was put in, one conflict at any given year, it would be pulled, and that was understood by everybody. And that's why I think they do a really good job in policing it themselves and making sure that there isn't an issue.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
All right. I get a motion to take up the rules, please. Trustee Gennert, Trustee Atwood. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Back under regular rules. All right. May I get a motion on item number 9?
I would make that motion to approve.
right. Trustee Gendert.
I'll second.
And Trustee Atwood with the second. Any other discussion? I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Good luck with the tournament.
Thank you.
Item number 10, action regarding Libel Street Surface Transportation Block Grant Application from the De Pere border to 172. Sean.
Thank you. Wrong Point Planning Commission right now is accepting applications for federal surface transportation block grant funding. Program provides grant opportunities for street construction, rehabilitation, and resurfacing projects. Streets functionally classified as arterials and collectors are eligible for funding. Federal funding varies between 50% to 80% of the project cost. Engineering and construction oversight are eligible costs that we'll pay for. We are currently looking to submit two projects under this grant program. Originally, we had thought about submitting a project that was a Libel Street project that would start at Will Brun and go to Vanda High, but we thought through that. We would like to mark bike lanes on Libel Street, which would require removal of on-the-street parking on one side. Because of that, and because there that segment would provide a logical termini for that, we're proposing two projects. One that would start at 172 and extend south to Hoffman, and then from Hoffman to LeBron. As you know, we'll be reconstructing, rehabilitating Libel Street next year, and that street section will include marked bike lanes, so this makes a little bit more sense. It would be an extension of what we build next year. The scope of the project would include the milling overlay of the existing pavement. The pavement right now from 172 to LeBron is in fair to good condition. Would also include a spot replacement of curb and gutter and sidewalk. Tonight I'm just looking for your support to move ahead with the submittal of these grant applications. They're initially they were due to Brown County Planning Commission end of this week. However, that deadline has been pushed back. With your approval, we'll go ahead and submit these applications. They'll get put in a pool along with other projects, and hopefully we'll be fortunate enough to get a project. If so, funding will probably be until 2027 at the earliest.
If the deadline's moved from this week, will its deadline still be in June, or you don't even haven't been told what the submission deadline is now?
I talked to Brown County Planning Commission today. They said they would accept applications next week. And the reason why the DOT application was to come out last week and it hasn't been. So they're unsure when that's going to come out, and because of that, they're letting people know that submittal of the MPO form will be due next week. So,
Have they told us approximately when we would get notified of what we could or could not get on either one of the projects?
I would think as soon as fall this year.
Okay. Thank you. Right. Any other questions for Sean?
Mm-mm.
Thank you. All right. May I have a motion on this agenda item, please?
I'd move to approve moving forward with the application process.
All right. Motion and a second.
Second.
Trustee Green. Any other discussion with the board? Let's go get it. A motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Item number 11, Action regarding Libel Street project utility improvements, the Ray Smith Engineering Agreement. Sean's up again.
As you know, we will be reconstructing Libel Street next year from 172 Alba Avenue. We will be utilizing surface transportation platform funding that we have received for the project. Unfortunately, the federal funding doesn't include improvements to our underground utilities, public utilities. And because of that, the engineering of those improvements were not included in our agreement with Strand, our three-party agreement with Strand and the DOT. Staff has had time to review the condition of the existing utilities, mainly sanitary sewer and water main. Storm sewer improvements are an eligible expense under the federal grant, so that work will be included in the much larger project. But we have had a chance to look at the condition of the existing utilities to determine that the sanitary and water laterals needed to be replaced from the main to the property line from 172 to Alloway Avenue, along with some other minor spot repairs. I have reached out to Ari Smith to receive a proposal to assist with the engineering. I've since received that. They have provided a proposal to prepare plans, estimates, specifications. The cost to do so was $27,204. Initially, it come in about $7,000 higher than that, but we are able to use that new GPS to go and get additional topo to supplement the topo that Strand had done. Topographic survey.
Oh,
Strand's
thank
topographic
you.
Survey had picked up manhole and valves, but they hadn't picked up the water shutoffs or the curb stops located behind the back of curb because it wasn't in the contract. So we just recently went out water department months, and we went out the GPS, collected that, and we were just out recently what we refer to as dipping the manholes, making measurements from the cover down to the inverts. That work will be provided to R.A. Smith, and they'll create an existing base map for their use to design the project. With your approval tonight, we'll get started on this. I should say that our hope is to put together the plans by early to middle of fall and to get this project bid yet this year, early next year. The hope of getting out to make these improvements before the much larger street project starts.
And the total project cost estimate at this point, at least our estimate, is in the neighborhood of $4
million? $5 million.
Five. Okay.
Engineering. Yeah.
Okay. Well, good to hear the previous investment in equipment is paying off directly with this. That's good.
Yeah. John, why was R.A. Smith chosen for this, or did we ask any other companies to help us out?
I did. We've used R.A. Smith the last three reconstruct projects. it's taken some time to get them up to speed on our standards and preferences with engineering. We've developed a good working rapport, relationship with them, and just with our overall workload and other things that have taken place, we just didn't have the time. Don't have the time to go out and get additional proposals and don't have the time to invest in the training of another consultant right now.
I can definitely understand how you're getting pulled in 17 directions on an easy day. Sometimes I'm thinking it with a dollar amount that high, and I understand the training, and it may come, you know, to when we, if we would get numbers, there's a noticeable difference. But it might be beneficial down the road to see if we can, you know, even if we're asking R.A. Smith for a proposal, we could ask one or two other companies for proposals or somehow do another, whether, I don't know if it's a formal bid process or what. I just, personally, when we get to that kind of dollar amount, I'd rather get other feedback as well, please.
Yeah, and keep in mind, too, that one mistake can be fairly costly in the field of corrects. So it's, I mean, I'm more than happy to entertain other proposals, but you know, I'm professional services not a requirement, but you know, we want a firm to come in and do a quality job so that there aren't any errors in the field. So that's part of the reason I'm working with somebody to trust and mm-hmm. have a working relationship. And,
okay, thank you. I know we want to make sure we do it right. There's no, it doesn't get cheaper to try to redo things.
Right.
Thank you. Any other?
Just one other quick comment. Just because recently, and when I say recently, the last 18 months that we've talked about equipment replacement funds and things of that nature, when we talk about saving $7,000 on a significant piece of it, regarding having a piece of equipment that we purchased with a significant cost, make sure that's documented someplace in that equipment replacement fund that we're paying for that stuff with projects like this. That I was really pleased to hear that you know, one purchase and we saved $7,000. That's a significant savings.
That piece of equipment has been huge in what we do, how we operate in the engineering department. It has more than paid for itself. I can tell you that much.
Yeah, and I know you lobbied heavy for it when we voted to approve the purchase of it too, and I think it'd be important to make sure that in some file, someplace, okay, it's documented that it's paid for itself already.
Yeah.
Thanks. Good recommendation.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any other items, or should may I accept a motion on item number 11, please?
I'd make the motion to approve the utility improvement project contract with R.A. Smith Engineering.
Perfect. We have a motion and a second.
I'll second.
Trustee Atwood. Any other discussion from the board? Hearing none. A motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Item number 12, consent agenda. If there are no objections, we'll take items A, B, and C together. Can I get a motion on this item, please?
Move to approve.
We have a motion from Trustee Green.
Second.
Trustee Kenrick with a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Item number 13, fellow trustees have future agenda items. I had one to bring up. I don't know, Chris, if in July, maybe the board can get an update on the EAB remediation project of where we stand with tree removal, tree replacement. I know there were some issues, there were some delays in terms of the stump removal. Just if we can get an update on where things stand with that in the next 2-3 meetings, please. Thank you.
Yeah, what did we identify in terms of ash trees? We had 300 plus that we had to deal with, and we're kind of working our way down. So that's,
we're pretty close to being done.
Okay. Cool.
But I'll update you in July.
Perfect.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Brad.
I just didn't want to mention that items 5 and 6 should be brought back most likely next meeting, which is June 20th.
Thank you for bringing that up. All right. Nothing else. Move to item number 14. Motion to convene into closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 1985-1E, deliberating or negotiating the purchase of public properties, the investing of public funds, or conducting other specified public business whenever competitive or bargaining reasons require a closed session, particularly the Liable Street Reconstruction Project, as well as some developer agreement. Got a motion on that?
I would make that motion to move into closed session to address those two issues, Liable Street Reconstruction Project and a developer agreement.
Motion and a second?
Second.
Trustee Green. Roll call vote. Trustee Genrich.
Yes.
Trustee Atwood.
Yes.
Trustee Harris is an aye. Trustee Green.
Aye.
We are in closed session. Motion passes. We are back in open session. And there is nothing to report on the closed session items. So therefore, I will accept a motion to adjourn. Motion by Trustee Green, second by Trustee Atwood. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. We are adjourned. Thank you and good night.
Good night.